The Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by Tab's new trio. Pick the first three in any order to win. Gamble responsibly.
Talking football. Here's Sky Sports Radio's expert, Phil Moss.
Good to have you company on our special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. We are live from this magnificent $110 million complex, the William Inglis Hotel, 144 rooms. There's 800 stables here as well, and this sale gets underway at 11 o'clock, the William Inglis Easter Yearling Sales at the Riverside Stables. Second year now, Phil Moss should actually get out here because we've been talking a lot about turf pitches and unsuitable pitches, the great pitch debate, the SCG. Sydney FC to move their match to Jubilee in just a couple of weeks. Good morning, Phil Moss.
Good morning, lads.
It's not suitable for your game, is it?
No, it's not. And I think there's a clear distinction between not suitable and dangerous. I wouldn't have called it dangerous the other night, but certainly not suitable or conducive to quality football and giving the fans value for money. And you know, people pay good money to see good football. And I have to say, Sydney FC put on, which is in stark contrast to what I've just said, but Sydney FC put on, I think, their best half of football in the first half and literally blew Melbourne Victory off the park. So that's a credit to Steve Corica and the players. And they should have been 3-0 up after 15 minutes before Victory went down the other end and scored. But that aside, the I think Sydney FC and the FFA, I think common sense has prevailed that the Perth Glory clash in a fortnight's time, which is top of the table, has been moved to Jubilee, which gives a fantastic atmosphere with, you know, anywhere from 12,000 up. It's a magnificent atmosphere out there and a very good surface.
Hey, Mossy, what happens if Perth Glory don't make it through to the final and Sydney FC get to host the final?
Yeah, where will
where do they play it?
Well, that's a great question, Loz, and there's smarter people than me working on that. Look, the obvious answers are either ANZ Stadium at Homebush, which is obviously not a home game for Sydney FC, but they have played a lot of football there, obviously, so they'd be familiar with it. Or do you downsize the grand final? And this would hurt FFA's coffers, of course, but imagine Jubilee absolutely packed to the rafters for a grand final. It may be that while Allianz is out, that there has to be sacrifices made.
No, Bankwest Stadium, absolutely the Parramatta Stadium.
Well, that's another option, but taking a grand final to the, right into the clutches of your fiercest enemies is probably a debate for another day. But that looks absolutely world class, doesn't it, TK?
Yeah, can't wait for it. Actually, very, very excited. That's going to be round six of the National Rugby League. It's going to be the West Tigers up against Parramatta there. And just by the way, Mossy, we should let our listeners and our viewers know that Terry Antonis injury. Luckily, it's not an ACL. It's not. I don't think it's even a medial ligament damage. Hopefully, he'll be back pretty shortly.
Yeah, well, that's right. And there was a lot of hysteria around that. And I think there was a lot of people just waiting for someone to fall over on that pitch. And this is with all due respect to Terry. But, you know, I was out there calling the game and I saw as soon as his sock came down, I saw it strapping around that knee. So there was clearly a pre-existing injury. And I even saw the way he went down. The knee didn't buckle in any way, shape or form. So there was a lot of hysteria around it because I think people were waiting for an excuse to jump on the pitch, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, I think that's the reason why people thought it was the ACL, because when you're running away and you're off the ball, you're not involved in any incident and you go down, usually that's the sign that the ACL is gone. But that wasn't the case, and he had a pre-existing injury. So hopefully he'll be back out on the field as quickly as he possibly can be. What about Wellington, mate? They have a stumble against Adelaide.
They did, Loz. Mark Rudin's had a wonderful debut season. We've sung his praises on this show plenty of times. But yeah, against Adelaide, they were lackluster. They lacked that spark and that energy that we've become used to seeing from them. But you know, you don't want to take away from Adelaide. They were very good. And there was talk that, you know, maybe the Marco Kurtz departure at the end of the season may affect form going into the finals with a bit of instability down there, but they showed none of that on the weekend. Apostolos Stamatolopoulos. You like that one, Lodge?
Yeah, give it to me again, please.
Apostolos Stamatolopoulos. He scored he scored a double for Adelaide and then got a red card for a horrendous challenge. And look, all my information is he's a great kid and there was nothing in it. He just mistimed it, young boy. But it was a leg breaking tackle. It didn't break a leg, thankfully. But he got red card and he's going to serve two games for that one. But Mark Rudin, no doubt, will be spending this week getting his boys back on track. It was at this stage just a blip in their radar because, as I said, they've been consistently good this season.
Mossy, we've got massive Champions League matches coming up tomorrow. Liverpool up against FC Porto. Your mob, very short, $1.28. $10 Porto. Then you've got Tottenham, $4.20. Manchester City, $1.85.
Yeah, well, let's just brush over the Liverpool one with all due respect to all my fellow Liverpool fans. I think they'll get home there. But the big one, the massive one, is Spurs and Manchester City at the new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. That is going to be an absolute humdinger. Kevin De Bruyne from Manchester City has already come out and said we're going to spoil their party. We don't care less about the new stadium. It's all about the result. And look, I have to say, I see Manchester City going there and getting the result. I think they'll win away from home and not comfortably, but I think they'll stamp their authority on this competition. I think they're in good form to do that. And unfortunately, Spurs won't celebrate their first Champions League game at the new stadium with a win.
What about on Thursday, mate? Man United at home against Barcelona. This is a big game. They're the outsiders at $3.60 and Barcelona $2 favourites.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's they come thick and fast at this time of the season, don't they? I think Barca... You know what? I'm going to tip a draw here. And for no other reason than my gut just tells me Manchester United are just in that frame of mind that they can get something out of this game. I don't see them winning, but I do see them holding Barca to a draw at home, and then they'll have it all to play for away from home, of course. And then your mob, Loz, Ajax.
Yeah, Ajax are flying. Who are they playing, mate?
They're hosting
Juve.
Juve. Beautiful. But, I think Juve will get the chocolates in this one.
Okay, so 225. So if you want to have these played over the next two mornings, by the way, Mossy's tipping Juventus to win at 225. He's tipping the draw between Man U and Barcelona at 340. Then he believes that Manchester City and Liverpool will win. That's tomorrow morning. The previous two games are on Thursday morning. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys. Have a great day out there.